Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Did he say Riley Moore? He didn't say Riley Moore. He could not have said Riley Moore. Riley Gaines. He did not say that. Shut up. All right, hold on. I've got something important I want to play for you. And it's not often that I, it's not often that I have anything good to say about Seven, because Seven is such a clown show. By the way, thanks so much for joining us on Rumble. Our live stream is taking off like crazy. We appreciate it greatly. Also, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local. But here's on Seven. Hold on. Where's this thing now? Oh, Lord, just give me a second here. Hold on. All right. Here it is. Okay, this is important. This is a very good thing. Julie Larish received this wonderful, wonderful award from Channel 7 and Nexstar. And I've got the audio here for it. It's kind of long, but Julie, God knows, has earned it. So let me play this for you. It's a lovely, honestly, it's a lovely, lovely thing. And it is Channel 7. I criticize them a lot because they've earned it. But fair's fair. When they do something right, they deserve all the praise for that as well. And this they did right. They really did. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
This year, 7 News Nexstar Remarkable Women Contest. She's a person you've seen on the news, rescuing animals from abuse, neglect, and unthinkable conditions. She follows up those rescues in court, helping prosecutors to make sure the abusers see justice. You know her as Julie Larish, humane agent of Belmont County Hoof and Paw. DK Wright has the story of how she got the news and what happened next.
Julie Larish thought this was an interview about animal rescues until I said,
"You are a remarkable woman."
Are you serious?
Our 7 News crew appeared with flowers, balloons, and the surprise she never expected.
Well, congratulations, Julie. You are our WTRF and Nexstar's 2026 Remarkable Woman of the Year.
Yes!
And I do want to tell you that you didn't just receive one nomination. You didn't receive 2 nominations or 3 or 4 or 5. You received so many nominations from your community and your friends and
family. Oh my gosh!
Friends, family, and the Belmont County Assistant Prosecutor all turned out.
She cares. She works tirelessly. It's not unusual at all to get a text, a call, an email at 10 o'clock at night or 5 in the morning or on the weekends. From Julie, and it's just become routine. And we know she's going to put everything she has into her cases, and she writes some of the best reports that we see at our office, and she is always prepared for any court case she has, and it's because she cares.
She is the hardest working person I've ever known in my life. She spends countless hours devoted to these animals and to people and to helping the community, and I think it's really just something that kind of goes unseen sometimes.
She's up all hours of the night, all day. She's out doing these things with the animals, getting them out of these terrible places.
She rescues people, too.
She's there for everybody. She took me in when my dad passed away in 2021, and she got me back into riding, and she's just been there for me and everybody else.
When my mom was dying, she helped me more than anybody. When my dog passed, she helped me more than anybody. And she just comes in and has a way about her.
Julie Larish knows about abuse. Many years ago, she was in an abusive relationship. In fact, she and her son were almost killed.
I remember the phone cord being around my neck and him pulling. And I remember the tunnel vision of being passed out, and I heard him say, "When I'm done with you, I'm going down the hall." And that was my son.
So she prayed and promised God she'd never let another living being be abused. She and her son escaped.
I promise, I made that promise to God. And I have, in my heart, I try everything I can to make sure that I keep that promise to God. because he saved my life. He saved my son's life.
Now for the remarkable woman reveal, her grandchildren came along. Her family also brought her late mother's picture, saying she would have been so proud.
And Julie, we got something for you.
Here's a little something just to start out the process. Yes. It's $1,000 for you to donate to the charity of your choice.
Yes. Belmont County Hoof and Paw.
That is absolutely wonderful. They did a very nice job, Channel 7. You know what I'm going to do? This is live radio. What I'm going to do, let's see if I can even get her number. I'm going to see if I can, Julie, if Julie's available. Let me just see here. It would be great to get her. Let's see. Larish. All right. I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to give this a try live on the air here. All right. Hold on. Stay right there. Okay, this could work out really well or be hideous. I have no idea what's going to happen, but
hi.
Here we go.
If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Dimitri Vassilaris. Dimitri live and dangerously local. I want her available right now.
Thanks, Dimitri.
Hello?
Julie, you're live on the air. Congratulations. Congratulations. Everyone's so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was really surprised.
Well, yeah, that was a nice piece that Channel 7 did, a very nice surprise. It was just that squeal that you had was perfect. Your squeal was perfect. Like, that's a Julie squeal. That's a great squeal. So walk me through this and you had a lot of people. How many people nominated you?
I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I've got to tell the listeners this, that I was given, or I was asked to nominate you for Channel 7, and I turned it down, and I'll tell you why. Not because I don't think you have earned it. God knows you have, and I'm a big fan of yours, as is everybody in Belmont County, except those psycho Sanderson sisters. But the reason I did not nominate you, and I made a conscious decision not to nominate you, is that I was concerned that if Channel 7 saw that I was nominating you, that would be the kiss of death, and they would never, never give it to you. So because I care about you, because I wanted you to win, that's why I did not nominate you, although apparently everybody else in Belmont County did. My goodness gracious, Amber and Joe and all the others and your lovely daughter, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. That was terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, when DK calls and wants to do an interview about animals, you know, I'm on it. I want everybody to understand what's going on in the world, in the animal world, from, you know, preventing the abuse and the neglect and the abandonment. So when she called to have it at the, you know, it never dawned on me. She was asking me to come into the station instead of her coming to my location. And, yeah, when I got down there, I was doing it. And then when she said, "You're a remarkable woman," I thought I had been nominated. I did not know that I had won. And it, then when it sunk in that she's like, "No, you are the remarkable woman." And I just looked at her like, "You've got to be kidding me." So, yeah, it was a great surprise. I cried a lot that day.
Oh, that is just great. And everybody there in the studio applauding you and a lot of your friends, family, supporters. It was a... You know, I'm a big critic of 7, but they did a very, very nice job for a very, very special person. Tell our listeners about Belmont County Hoof and Paw and what is the latest right now in helping all these animals.
We actually became a humane group back in 2019. At first, we did it for livestock because B. Carl had the dogs and cats. In 2022, B. Carl closed their doors to the humane work, but they continue to work in helping people get access to vet care. We took over the dogs and cats, and it has been a wild ride ever since. Right now, currently, I have two felony cases going on in Common Police Court. I have a possibility of one more going up to Common Pleas. I don't know if it'll go or not. It's a special circumstance. We just did two search warrants a couple weeks ago, took five dogs out of absolutely deplorable, deplorable conditions. One little dog, I don't think, has ever been outside of the house.
Oh.
And it didn't have light because there was so much debris in the room with the dog, every room in the house, so much in the house that even though there may have been windows, none of that light got to the dog for about 2 years.
Oh.
So we have some eyesight issues on that dog that it's going to the vet this week to get checked out. The other dogs were in a different house, were thin, fighting each other for food, black mold everywhere, so they've all got some skin issues going on. We had four dogs there. We are full on dogs again. We no sooner do an adoption, get two or three out, we've got 10 more ready to come in. So it's an ongoing rotation of trying to get, trying to find space for dogs. We're hoping that if everything goes right this year, we can actually build a building somewhere or get a building somewhere that we can house everybody together. Right now, we're running two different buildings, trying to just keep up with the population out there.
My goodness. Hold on. Hold on one second here. I've got to. All right. Hold on a second. It's got the system. All right. So sorry about that. How big a building do you need and where do you need it to be?
We would like to get a building centrally located close to St. Clair. So I don't want in city limits. I would prefer to be out. There is a really nice spot on Reservoir Road that we have looked at. We have not approached the owner yet. That's just a piece of land on Reservoir Road. But what we're looking for is something that's not too far out from the St. Clairsville area. That's where most of our volunteers are that can help with.
Okay. We're having a little problem here with the phone. Are you still there?
Okay.
All right. Are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm right here as well. So, how much space? How big a building do you need? I've got a lot of listeners, and someone might have a big building that they would like to donate, or perhaps build. I mean, who knows? There's some people out there with some serious dollars, especially from gas and oil royalties. So what, how big a building do you need?
If we could get something that's something like a 30 by 60 or 40 by 60 with a concrete floor in it, that would be so much better than what we have right now.
All right. And how much square footage is that? Math is hard for me.
30 by 60 is about 1,800 square feet.
That's all.
If we could get bigger, we would love it bigger. But if we can't get bigger, that would at least get all the dogs together at current capacity. Right now, we have almost 30 dogs.
My goodness gracious. So for my listeners, would it be fair to say that if anyone listening to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local has a building that's at least 2,000 square feet and hopefully more, not too far from the city of St. Clairsville, that if they could donate it, that would be great. If they can sell it to you for a low enough price to make sense, that would be great, too. What if somebody, some angel out there, wanted to hire the Amish to build you a real big building? Would that be okay, too?
That would be phenomenal. If that would happen, I have 88 acres. I would be, and it is free and clear in my name. No payments owed on it. If that would happen and I cannot find a piece of land somewhere closer to St. Clairsville, I'd put it up here and donate the land to BCHB.
Put it
in their name so that it's theirs forever. So when I retire, they can continue their operations.
That is great.
If we could find, I know the piece we're looking at is the old Saginaw Mine area, right there on Reservoir Road. They have a nice little spot. If we can talk to Mr. Humphreys about that, we're going to try that, and hopefully that would be the perfect location.
Well, I'm guessing Mr. Humphreys is a big fan of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, so maybe we can make that happen. But if anyone wants more information, Julie, very quickly, how do they get in touch with you, especially if they want to donate land and a building and or money for your wonderful, wonderful group?
They can contact me through my email is bchp911@gmail.com.